Well, I think last night was a real good end to a good productive week for our football team, coaches and players. We got a lot of the practices with Tampa. Certainly helped our coaching staff in terms of thinking and reacting quickly in game-type situations. More of those and matching up against somebody that is in our own team. The players did that, too. A lot of situations came up in the game that were good for us to learn from. So I think that's the most important part of the whole process in the game is us moving ahead as a football team, guys making improvements individually, guys that are working together, being able to communicate and operate as a team in those groups or units, and ultimately our overall organization as a team, substitutions and different situations that we have to be able to handle or manage as a team. We learn from some we did better down than others. The 10 penalties last night is obviously a lot more than we had last week against Philadelphia, so we're going to have to tighten that up. You know, in the end, it ended up being a very competitive game. Probably the major difference in the game being the interception that Logan returned for a touchdown and the different points. Tampa's got a good football team. They got a lot of good players. They're well coached. It's a great situation for us, and we learned a lot from it last night.
Hey, Bill, what are you seeing among the defensive tackles behind Will Fork and Tommy Kelly? What do you like about those guys?
I think it's a pretty competitive situation. We've got guys with different skills, and just trying to evaluate them and fit it all in, see how it plays out. They got a lot of playing time again last night as they did Philadelphia. We'll continue to have playing time here as we finish up training camp and last little preseason games. We'll see how it all turns out, but they're all improving. They all had their moments doing good things. Good things that need to be better. And I know they're, as a group, you know, those guys work hard and they're very, receptive to coaching and trying to improve, understand how they can perform better. See how that progresses here. It's a competitive group.
So you mentioned Logan Ryan earlier and the difference being his interception. Since the start of training camp, are there any areas that you've seen him improve upon or start to pick up on now that we're 2.5-3 weeks into camp?
I think he's improved in a lot of areas. Obviously had a good career and was a good player coming out of college, but working against players at this level is an adjustment. And his techniques, his recognition, and of course in the secondary communication, such a big part of the game. No matter who you play for or what you're playing, just being able to communicate with your other teammates back there in the secondary. There's not much margin for error. That's important for every player, especially young ones, to understand where their help is, know how to handle different formations, tight receivers, bunch receivers, odd, no slot, whatever it happens to be, run for. So, but he's worked hard. He's been durable. He's been out there. He's gotten a lot of snaps. And, you know, he continues to improve with those repetitions. So, he's definitely making progress. Shows some position versatility by playing both inside and outside for us over the course of camp. So.
Bill, what have you seen in the safety rotation? Obviously, Devin has been down in the first couple of weeks, but you've had an opportunity to see really the full complement and had Daron Harmon in there along with three other guys. Is there communication at a spot, not where it will be in the regular season, but are you optimistic about how well they're playing back there as a group?
I think there have been a lot of positives, and I still think there's, you know, a lot of room for improvement. There's a number of things that we need to work on, get better. We, you know, had several good plays back there and made some good adjustments, and then there was a few that we didn't get that we need to get. So, you know, one of the good things about working a lot of people is you get to see a lot of different people and you know, at some point, whenever those combinations come back up again, there's the familiarity. But at the same time, it's harder for a couple people to just get really, you know, good and comfortable with each other as much because of the rotation that's going on. So we're trying to balance that out, and you know, we're going to have to make a decision on that here fairly soon down the line on how those rotations are going to go. But I think it's been a very competitive position. I want to make sure that we give everybody a good opportunity and make the best decision we can before we lock in it.
Has the communication and the way two players work together back there, is that sometimes as valuable as the sheer athletic talent or ability a player brings to that position singularly?
Yeah, I think it is. It really, all those positions down the middle, safety, middle linebacker, center, quarterback. You know, a big part of each of those jobs is communication, working with other people beside you, or in some cases in front of you, being able to control things from the middle of the field, like, you know, calls or adjustments or whatever decisions that those respective positions have to make. That's a part of all those spots. And absolutely, that comes into play. You really can't play those positions if you aren't able to, you know, effectively do those things.
I know you loathe to be specific and would rather speak of the group, but is there anybody back there you can mention as being a particularly excellent communicator, or someone who's quickly improving back there, or shows good signs so far?
No, I think they're all good. I think that, you know, part of the difference is obviously confidence and experience. You know, guys that have done it before, guys that are sure of what they're doing, you know, can not only make the right decision, but can do it with a confidence that everybody, you know, immediately reacts to, and it's a decision that's pretty much final. You know, there's other times where you can make the right call, do the right thing, but, you know, if it isn't done with that high level of confidence or sincerity, then that can lead to some indecision, even though it's the right thing. So, you know how that goes.
Thanks very much.
That you have that comes from experience and from, you know, doing things right, you know, repetitively and knowing that they're right, and you become more confident in doing it, that's conveyed to the other people that you're working with. So that's part of what we, you know, it's part of the process that we're going through. You know, even if you do the right thing, if you don't have conviction about it, then everybody else isn't maybe necessarily sure that it is the right thing. So that's all part of it. So, but I think they all, you know, have done that. They've all, you know, Tavon, even Nate Ebner, you know, they've improved a great deal from last year. Adrian's come in here and picked it up. Steve and Devin were here, and you know, Duran did that in college and has gotten increasingly better and better at it pretty much every time he steps onto the field. So I think they're all improving.
Thank you.
Still have a kind of a multi-parter here. There's an unusual sequence at the end of the first half, or I'm assuming unusual, where you had the two field goal attempts and the penalties. You also called a timeout, and I was wondering why you called the timeout there.
We substituted. We made a personnel substitution.
Yeah. Secondly, what's your take on Gostkowski's field goal kicking in the preseason thus far?
Well, I think our overall field goal operation needs to be better. And, you know, he's a part of that, but so is the snapper, so is the holder. We have had, you know, three different snappers and two different holders in camp and in the preseason games. And, again, it's part of the same discussion that we just had with the, you know, with the safeties, that you want to have multiple people ready. It means that multiple people have to work with each other. And at some point we have to, you know, settle into the whichever guys it is that we're going to do, that we think are going to do most of the work this year at that position. So, but you know, as it relates to Steve, specifically. He's had a good camp. He's worked really hard. He's in good condition. He's kicked the ball well, but then hit the ball very solidly, consistently. So I know that he'll continue to work hard to do everything that he can, and so will the other people involved in the operation, snapping and holding, however that turns out. And I'm confident that he's one of the best kickers in the league.
And finally, you've got some room in your roster. Would you consider bringing another kicker in at this point?
Well, as I've said many times before, I would consider doing anything that I think would help our football team. So I wouldn't rule anything or in or out. If there was something that we could do that would help our football team, then I would. That's my job. That's what I try to do.
Bill, Aaron Dobson only got a couple early snaps with Brady and at least in the first two series. I was wondering if that was anything to do with him or just a byproduct of trying to work in a bunch of guys at that one position.
Yeah, I'd say the latter. You know, if the players had played in different, had a different number of plays participation, then we probably can just substitute his name for somebody else's name and say, well, how come this guy didn't get as many plays? So I think when it all turned out that we got a lot of plays, we threw a lot of passes in the second quarter, and we had the ball, we possessed the ball a lot in the first half. We ran, I think it was almost 50 plays. So we got a lot of snaps in the first half, and then we also got a lot of snaps in the second half. I think we got pretty good. Everybody got a pretty good amount of playing time. You can't control what's going to happen on those plays, how many opportunities guys are going to get, where the ball's going to go, so forth. But we had a lot of guys with a lot of playing time at that position. I think that's good. They got it this week in practice. Got the week before against the Eagles. So we'll keep evaluating the whole group. But I think that they all got a decent amount of playing time. I mean, the guys that played a lot. Was fairly evenly split up.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thank you.